escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons on a Friday evening post-Red Sox. Red Sox lose something they hadn't done in the previous 10 games. Now they're just like the rest of the AL East, Fitzy. Everybody in the division currently on a losing streak. Unfortunately, those 10-0 numbers out the window. And unfortunately, it came, Fitzy, basically three batters into the game, where Lucas Giolito played the part of Walker Buehler, where he decided that walk-walk home run was a plan of attack coming out of the All-Star break. Gives up the three-run home run to Suzuki. And, well, that was pretty much the ball game right there. You lose 4-1. Not a terrible game. You know, two good baseball teams going head-to-head on a beautiful afternoon in Chicago at Comiskey. So, Wrigley. And, you know, you had a little base-running snafu. You had an error, okay. Wasn't perfect. We had Cora come out. I thought we might get another Cora ejection. Personally, I would have been ejected because I don't know how you can overrule a third base umpire who's staring at the ball that's like 4 feet in front of him, and the home plate ump goes, no, you're wrong. You didn't see that correctly. But yeah. Red Sox lose. Lucas Giolito, I thought, Fitzy, might be on his way to something I teased late in the program yesterday, where I pondered, could it actually be a good thing if Giolito looked a little less perfect of late?
A touch human.
Yeah, maybe a touch human to put some impetus on Craig Breslow, the Brezbot, to, hey, these guys have been pitching well, but you still need to go upgrade the starting pitching. He didn't fall on his face, but he looked human, and I would say that's a postseason-type loss right there. You walk a couple guys, you make one mistake, you give up a three-run home run. That's how you lose in the postseason. There's a lot of relatively low-scoring games in the postseason, but Red Sox fall 4-1 in Chicago. We're here to talk about it. 617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. So, Fitzy, that mark that Ted Johnson, that bar that he set, 6-6 right now. You started at 0-1. Any concern, or was this just a ho-hum normal baseball game that you happened to lose in the Windy City?
Sure, you can chalk this one up to win some, lose some if you want, and there will be some that'll take a blowtorch to it, and the hot take brigade will say, like, ah, that's it. They couldn't win. They never should have slowed down. The All-Star break killed their momentum. They'd be still winning ball games if they didn't have to take a break for the Midsummer Snooze Classic. That's fine, but I will say this about today's game. It did have all the hallmarks, all the markings of the way the Red Sox, during their two really brutal stretches of the season before they got white hot heading into the All-Star break, and that was a bad first inning from your starter. I mean, walk, walk, ding dong to Suzuki. That's a recipe for failure every time. You did have somebody get thrown out of the bases, so you had a base running error and you had an actual error. So actual error, someone picked off a base, and a bad first inning from your starter. These were the hallmarks of a lot of the games early in the year that they lost, because let's just say Giolito, who had been, what was he, 5-0 in his previous six starts with a 0.7 ERA or 6-0 even, like, dude had just been untouchable for the past month plus. All right, he has a human outing today, 5 1/3, 4 runs. If he doesn't give up the bomb to Suzuki, this is a 1-1 game the rest of the way. It is a really well-played game. The Sox just kind of no-showed or snoozed their way through the first and second inning, and by the time Anthony gets that nice double and gets him back into the game, then the Cubbies just, things broke their way today. It's just that then you have to chalk it up to, that's baseball, you know. You almost get one out in the ninth inning. Anthony has that really hard hit ball in the seventh that also just finds a glove as opposed to a gap. This is a what are you going to do game, but the rest of the weekend is so important now. They cannot have a bad first or second inning, or dare I say, Andy, nobody can Walker Buehler the first inning or second inning this weekend, because then a trend happens, then things get risky. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, not these guys again. I like the guys that won 10 straight heading into the All-Star break.
Yeah, they say you can't win or lose a game in the first inning, but this is another one. Come to find
out, I disagree.
They lost the game in the first inning, and it came on this pitch right here.
2-1, none out. The pitch is driven high and deep in the left center field. Sadon chases. He looks up, and it is gone. Into the basket, over the ivy, and a 3-run homer for Suzuki, and the Cubs lead it 3-0.
That was the call of the game brought to you by Nissan Northeast. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on you. Goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and Nissan.com today. Yeah, that, baseball, you never know, because you're three batters into the game and you're like, geez, there's literally 9 innings left against the Cubs, haven't recorded an out yet. Is this going to be one of those 14-11 type games, or is this going to be playoff-like baseball where you're going to regret those two walks and that pitch? And come to find out, a couple hours later, you very much regretted those couple walks and that pitch. And I'll be interested to hear some of the comments from Giolito post-game, because he had been pitching so well. Mm-hmm. He had been among numerically the best pitchers in baseball over the last month and a half, basically. And, you know, that fed into some of the reports we'd been getting over the last couple days that the Red Sox see Crochet, Giolito, and Bayo as a playoff-worthy rotation. And they're not going to be forced to go out and get a Joe Ryan or a top-end starter. I think that's why you sort of started seeing some of these Charlie Morton, maybe these lower-tier Taj Bradley from the Rays, potential prospects on the trade market.
He looked pretty good 2 weeks ago against the Sox, I'll tell you that.
He did look good against the Sox, but he didn't look great a couple outings before that. I still don't want to hear that. I still want to hear the Brez bot and the Brez low that's talking about adding, not just adding it. What did he say? No, we don't want to add a pitcher and just call him a pitcher. We want to add a top of the rotation starter, a guy that can influence not only your run toward the playoffs, but potentially influence the playoffs. So it'll be interesting if this game does anything, because, you know, after the first inning, Giolito gave you a decent game. And even overall, you know, you give up 4 runs in a regular season Major League Baseball game, it's not the end of the world, right? We've certainly seen worse. We've seen worse first innings like 5 different times this year.
This was almost a quality start, Andy. Like, he
almost
ended up going 5 1/3. Yep. With, I think, 6 strikeouts, gives up 4 runs. You know, he's a victim of his own inaccuracy to start the game, and you can't hang. See, Giolito, when he's on, it absolutely just darts, just peppers the lower portion of the strike zone. But if he gets up, all of a sudden, you know, he's not going to dominate you with 98, 99, 100. He's throwing 95, 96. But if he floats one up and misses high in the zone, then a guy like Suzuki, side note, it must be nice to have 2 25-plus home run hitters on the same team. That'd be nice with Suzuki and PCA. But if you miss up in the zone, then a guy like that is going to make you pay for it. It was 375 at the yard, 389 overall. So it's not like it left Wrigley, but like he got a piece of that one. And I'm sure Giolito will say like, yeah, I didn't have a feel for it. You know, he'll probably say like, I wish I threw Tuesday or Wednesday, or just like got in. I caught my rhythm in the second. So we'll see if first, after his next start, if this is he was just a little rusty coming out of the All-Star break. You know, like, Andy, sometimes football teams, crossing sports, pardon, 3-2-1, sometimes football teams don't look very sharp in the first quarter or first quarter and a half because they took the week off. Then they get tuned up, get popped a couple times, then they turn it on in the second half. Maybe that will be the case with Giolito, and that'll be a focal point for Bayo and Crochet tomorrow night and subsequently in a Sunday 220 matinee. We'll see how Giolito pitches in his next start. If he gets knocked around again and has another bad first inning, maybe then we start talking bigger trades. But if he can dial it back, then, you know, then I can understand wanting to get a 3/4 starter and not a 1/2.
Yeah, no, I'm all in on a 2, and I feel great about the rest of the weekend. As you mentioned, you got Bayo tomorrow, Crochet on Sunday.
Same.
Love
Same.
It. Love it, because I'm fully all in on those two guys. I think you have a 1 and a 2, or at least a 1 and a 2 for how you're built right now. I was not a believer in Giolito, that what he was over the last month plus was who he is.
And you thought that was Mirage-esque?
I don't know. Mirage is strong, but, you know, regression, return to the mean, average out. Like, I don't think he's capable at this point in his career of continuing at that pace. I think today is a more realistic representation of who he probably is. You know, sort of quality start or quality start adjacent, as you might say.
As
you know,
like
that's
say,
his
yeah.
world. Like, and so this, to me, is almost expected from him, whether there was an all-star break in the middle or not. Sooner or later, it might even be expected to have a worse performance on the horizon for him. If this was his bad performance, then I think you're sitting pretty heading into the second half of the season.
Fingers crossed that's the case. But
correct.
I will say that I was kind of hoping the offense would do more today because they were facing a righty with a 4 ERA or a 3.9 coming in, Colin Ray. Like, that to me, you know, high strikeout guy. But I thought maybe they could, you know, they end up with 6 hits on the day. If they could have scored a couple more runs, I'd feel, you know, let's say they lose 4-3, I'd feel even a little better about tomorrow night, because look, they're either going to have the time of their lives and just, you know, knock this guy around the park, or more than likely they'll have a hard time because the man I like to call Japanese Barry Zito, the professor, Imanaga's pitching tomorrow. He may give the Sox fits tomorrow night, considering how lefty-centric this lineup is. So get ready for the Narvaez, Ref Snyder, all right, you know, Toro and Romy the homie and everyone else that can possibly hit right-handed tomorrow night. You will not have your best lineup in. You know, we'll see. Between Anthony and Meyer, probably one of them plays. I'm sure it'll be Anthony. Tomorrow's going to be a tough one, Andy. Like, you're going to need Bayo to not have a Buehler-type first inning and come out hot, because I think Imanaga is going to give them fits tomorrow.
Seeing as we only have a little over a half hour here on this abbreviated edition of WEEI Afternoons, we're going to go to the phone lines earlier than we normally do in the show. 617-779-7937. And we're going to go to Fitzy's favorite caller. That means it's time for Bob and Warwick.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, you guys.
What's up, Bob and Warwick?
You want to tell John Henry to stop printing World Series tickets? Oh, I think it's a little bit premature. And I think if he does, he's going to be wasting more of his money than he has on a lot of free agents.
Did the Yankees lose yet today, Bob? I didn't check the scoreboard.
Play yet. But they're going to win, I hope.
You hope.
The Cubs are a better team than the Red Sox every day of the week.
Bob, can you show me on the doll where John Henry touched you?
What are you talking about? Who are you, Fitzy or the other guy?
That's hurtful in many ways, so screw you, Bob. Thanks for the call. And do not save that, Fitzy and the other guy. I'll have you know, Bob, we don't take those kind of phone calls here. Bob is just a Yankees fan who loves to hate on the Red Sox. He was quiet during the 10-game winning streak.
Uh-huh. And now he's didn't hear from him much the last couple weeks. And then, of course, first guy on the line today after the Sox drop a tough one to open the second half-ish of the season. Here comes old Sox hater himself, Bob and Warwick. You know, I got to say, my favorite thing about him, though, is the energy. I love it.
Who are you, Fitzy or the other guy?
Shut it, Bob. Is that a new name for the show?
New name of the show, Brian.
Yes, Fitzy.
Although, it kind of averages out, because I think we've had that in every direction on this show at some point in time. Is that Hart and the other guy, or Fitzy and the other guy? It's like, maybe we should just be the other guys. Maybe we should just call this show the other guys.
I think that is a great name for this show.
In a lot of ways. That makes a lot of sense.
Who are you, Fitzy or the other guy?
I think we should rebrand the show. Instead of WEEI Afternoons, we should brand the show The Other Guys. I'm fine with it, Fitzy. Print the t-shirts. Let's roll with it. 617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. So he said John Henry has to stop printing playoff tickets or World Series, whatever.
World Series tickets just because we were hype about our team winning 10 games and finally being able to win one-run games as opposed to lose them as they had been for the majority of the first half of the season.
Did they look like a bad baseball team today? They were a timely hit or two away from being in this game, winning this game. They lost the game. They had a walk, and a home run that
if
screwed
Anthony
them.
If Anthony gets 15 more feet out of that fly ball in the seventh, we're talking about a 4-4 game going the eighth.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit down the road. If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. But I'm just saying, they were
trending in the right direction. You play a 10 or an 11-inning game, Hart, and I tell you, the Red Sox get the best of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Are we going to the swing-off? Because we only go 10 now, and then we go to the swing-off before we hit to the 11.
Oh, here's two teams that still wish they had Schwarber. Jeez.
Well, and the one thing I will give Bob, the Cubs are a good baseball team. You look at that
they're
team.
They're very good.
They have a good lineup. They have, you know, I heard Lou Maloney and Dave O'Brien talking on TV about they might be the best defensive team in baseball.
Freaking old pal Drew Pomeranz to jab one in our ribs.
Yeah, I didn't realize how old he was, that he was back, and that, as Lou said, he might be the comeback player of the year in Major League Baseball this year.
I thought he'd been retired for a half decade.
Same. And apparently, not only is he not retired, he's good. Did you hear Lou say he has like a 193 opposing OPS or something? Like,
squeeze
his
me?
Numbers are ridiculously, stupidly,
he better be peeing in a cup, low. ASAP.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a Disney movie. Maybe he was going down the road, he threw a baseball, there was a radar sign, and he realized he still had some juice, so now he's back in the big leagues getting guys out.
Excellent reference to The Rookie. Highly underrated, highly underviewed baseball film.
It's what I do. Maybe Ted will add it to the Ted's Movie Club. But, no, this was a game I feel no reason, not even a hint of a reason after this game to be concerned about.
No.
The Red Sox, paper champions, second half of the season, nothing like that. They lost a decent baseball game to a good baseball team on the road. As we've said all along, you're looking to go 500 in these games. 500 will be fine.
Ted wants 6-6 in the 12 games against the Cubs, the Phillies, the Dodgers, and the Twins. And at that point, you're basically looking at the trade deadline. And if it's a 500 team, then yes, time for an emotional buy-in. 4-8, I don't know. 7-5, 8-4, come on now, here we go, because then they got the Astros. You better be doubling down on whatever investment you were trending towards. But Andy, when I jumped on earlier today with Keith and Billy on the midday show, we were sort of batting back and forth. Are you more comfortable with trading major league talent with a sprinkle of minor league talent, or are you just going to look at this roster, which is very young, and say, I think we can expend some minor league depth to get what we need because we got a young, talented team that is starting to like emerge and feel themselves a bit.
Yeah, if I can just trade minor leaguers, I would like to keep the bulk of this big league roster together.
I know the
question is Jaron Duran or Abreu. I'm open to trading those guys. Like, I'll listen. If you're getting Joe Ryan, I'll listen to trading one of
those
guys.
For a frontline starter, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now,
under control for a few years. Yes.
Talking Charlie Morton or some.
Go ahead. Feel free to say Mason Miller now because you do once a show.
Oh, Mason Miller, you can have maybe both of those guys. We can have long-term conversations about. I'll figure that out on the fly. No, I would prefer, you know my preferences. I would move on from Christian Campbell. I would love to see him as the centerpiece of a trade to bring in a front-of-the-rotation starter. If you can convince a team of that. You know, our guy Dan Ball dreamed big. He doesn't even want to just dream about if the Padres are all in on Jaron Duran. He was throwing the name Fernando Tatis Jr. out there. So if you want to dream blockbuster big, I'll listen to anything right now because
you want him. You're not the biggest fan of like dugout dinks, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. But dugout dinks that are really good are sometimes fun to have on your team. Like I don't know enough about his dinkiness. Can he be Manny Ramirez dink where I can get like 6 years out of him as long as I surround him with Story and Bregman and the, you know, Anthony and the crew? Or is he end of career, end of run here, Devers dink? Because if he's Devers dink, I don't want to take a step backwards there. So, yeah, that's a tough one, but that's why they make the big bucks. They're supposed to know a hell of a lot more about these things than we do. So 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. We see you lining up. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So here's the thing on the Red Sox. We're all buying into it, but for really to buy into this team and for us to stay positive, they got to be more than just a wild card contender. You know, they got to get into a playoff scenario. Wild card is not good enough. If that's how they're going to get into the playoffs, being a contender on a wild card is not good enough. We need better than that.
All right, thanks for the call, David. Yeah, I disagree. I think baseball has proven that just get in. Just get in. And when you get in and you're built like the Red Sox are, Fitzy, a team that has an ace, a team that has a closer, a team that has some veteran leadership, I think the Reds and a manager that has proven that he can pull the right strings with starters and relievers and everything in a postseason, I think the Red Sox are pretty well built for the postseason, honestly. So I don't care if they're a wild card or not. Would I prefer that they go on a run here and they win the division and the division champs?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. Because you know what that also means? You played better baseball over the second half of the season, which means you've proven to be a better team over a longer haul. But I'm a little like Parcells. Getting to the tournament and the way this team is built, I think you can make a run in the postseason. So
I mean, how many recent examples do you need of teams that right. snuck in as a wild card and with these 3 and 5 game rounds worked their way up to a championship series, or even the most recent and classic example is the Diamondbacks a couple years ago. They were 84-78 and they, you know, went 5 or 6, I forget, against the Texas Rangers in the World Series. Like, that stuff matters. Just get in. Baseball, if any, of all the tournaments, rare do 8 seeds topple number ones in the NBA or in the NHL, unless you're the Lightning during the pandemic. Otherwise, it doesn't happen. Or excuse me, during 2019 when the Bruins made their run to the Cup. Yeah, no, the just get in. That's all that matters. Be the third wild card. There is no team right now, Andy, in my estimation, in the AL, that is a bad matchup or unbeatable come postseason.
617-779-7937, back at the phone lines. Randy in Tennessee, a volunteer who loves orange, has some ideas for the Red Sox heading toward the trade
yes,
deadline. What's
sir.
Up?
Hey, buddy, I got 3 statements. One, you can't trade a hustle player like Jerry Durant. Get rid of that Willie Abreu. He never steps up in the big ball games, in the big moments. And Taro, he needs to go to Worcester, man. You're playing with fire, putting this guy in the lineup. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. That I liked his accent, and I liked his energy.
That was great. And
call
Taro,
back anytime.
He need to go back to Worcester. Yeah. Thank you for taking my call.
That's a true volunteer down in Tennessee listening to
WEEI. One of the more polite calls we've ever gotten, too.
The anti-Bob from Warwick.
Yeah, that was the other caller. Randy's much better than the other guy who called earlier. That other guy. We're not even going to name him anymore. He
who
shall not be named.
The other guy.
Screw you, Bob. No one cares about you right now or your damn Yankees. We're focused on the Red Sox. And yes, they lost 4-1 in Chicago against the Cubs this afternoon. Unfortunately, Lucas Giolito did not have his best stuff, certainly not early on. Couple walks to start the game and then a 3-run home run. Lose 4-1. Not a terrible baseball game, but not a great way to start the second half of the season. WEEI Afternoons, an abbreviated edition. We'll continue with Odds and Ends up next, where, yeah, we got to touch on it again because we finished the show on it yesterday, but we went off the air before the CEO of Astronomer put out his statement where you'd think he took accountability for what he did at Gillette Stadium the other night at the Coldplay concert, but he didn't. You might have heard about it, but I need to talk about it. That's up next here on WEEI.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Afternoons. There's a million Coldplay concerts. They go all around. There were two at Gillette. Hell, there was one the night before. This is one of the great viral moments in the history of our country. I've seen nothing like this. And to make that point, you know where this is a story today? CNBC.com. Do they usually post about Coldplay?
Andy.
No. It's fun if you see it on like TMZ or Twitter or social. CNBC is strictly about business and money. That's all they care about. And there was a story posted earlier. Astronomer board investigating CEO Andy Byron after viral Coldplay kiss cam video. They released a statement, which I found interesting. It says, "Our leaders are expected to set the standard in both conduct and accountability." And the accountability part is something we need to talk about, because there was a statement that was released late yesterday, made the rounds very quickly on social media.
Say.
And now there is a great question as to the veracity of that statement. TMZ posted a story a few hours ago that I was reading that the company claims it was fake, that Andy Byron claims it was fake, because in that statement, he actually put some of the blame on Coldplay and said what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. Again, I don't know if this is a real statement or a fake one. It could be fake, and if it's fake, I would hope so, because that was one of the most embarrassing statements I've ever seen. I was embarrassed to share a first name with this clown who had an affair with not just another woman. Okay, lots of people are bad guys and cheat on their wives. He chose to do it with his HR head, and then, I don't know, went to a concert with his HR head. And then, have you also noticed, Fitzy, the internet sleuths, I think we were talking about yesterday, calling them?
Mm-hmm.
They are breaking down the footage frame by frame, other faces, who they are, who the people in this box were with
Byron.
Yeah,
how about everyone who knew about it and was, you know, aware of the crime? Well, I mean, listen, it's not, you and I have sat through, as have so many people at Odyssey Boston and company-wide and millions of other companies that are listening right now, that work someplace else and are listening right now. These HR modules that we have to watch, 2 and 3 hour grinds about the way you treat people.
Oh, they were grinding. What?
See something, say something. They're brutal. But they always say, like, you know, these relationships aren't appropriate. You know, if you tell your supervisor if you're uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. So to have the HR director of this big company and the CEO in front of a bunch of people at Coldplay, you deserve to get caught. You don't go in such a public forum with your side piece, number one, and you flaunt it that you're having this affair with the HR director. I mean, everybody should get canned. She should be first and him right after, or vice versa, whatever the case. Like, talk about setting legitimately the worst example you can. It's borderline laughable, blaming Coldplay. Kiss My Yellow Covered Ass. Are you kidding?
That's probably a song reference. I wouldn't get it, but it felt like a song reference.
It's yellow. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. See, it's funny because my wife and I started having this discussion, and she was like, obviously, they both should be fired. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll probably get fired first.
And I hope she said it in that henchman voice.
Oh, yeah. She was angry. She was angry a little bit. We were sitting at a volleyball game in a high school where it had to have been 112 degrees. That's a side note. I don't know how the girls didn't pass out playing.
112 degrees?
Had to have been. I was dripping sweat just sitting there literally doing nothing. It was crazy. Anyway, that's why she might have been a little cranky. But she said that. She goes, you know, she'll probably get fired first. And I said, Yeah, she should. She's the HR person. She's literally the person.
Job.
Yes. So I get that, you know, it's sexism and the man and this and that and the CEO and the rich guy and all of that. But, like, cops are held to higher standards, right? Like, a cop has to tell the truth at all times. If he's ever proven that he lied, that means he could be lying before and trials are thrown out, things of that. Mm-hmm. The HR person has to be the person that, as you said, we watch these videos. If something happens, you know, either take it to your supervisor. If you're not comfortable there,
she's
take it to the HR.
She's doing a standing spoon with her CEO at Gillette Stadium in the biggest concert of the year.
Around other employees. And that's also ties into my theory yesterday that people knew about this. The wife knew about it, that this was just an ongoing thing. And
well, how about the girl next to them? Do you see her dying laughing like she
yes.
knew?
And she's somebody important. I forgot what it is, but if you go online, supposedly people are, you know, tying LinkedIn pages with faces and all this, and she's a high-ranking member of that organization as well. But, yeah, the board is looking into it. Both are on leave, the HR woman and Andy Byron. Please change your name. You're making all Andys look bad, and we don't need that around here. But, Fitzy, your wife's right. You guys missed out not only on a Coldplay concert, mm-hmm. but a Janet Jackson-esque viral
that
moment.
Is, what a comp.
Yeah.
Well done. That is exactly like 21 years later, we all remember where we were when the Pierce nipple shot around the world was shown. And we're all going to remember where we were, or rather, in my case, where we should have been when the cuddle that Coldplay broke happened at Gillette. Unbelievable.
Shoulda, coulda, wouldn't. But you weren't there and you missed it, and you get to see it on social media like the rest of us. That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons. Stick around 6 to 10. John Lyons will carry you into your Friday night. Have a great weekend, Red Sox baseball. You got Bayo on the mound tomorrow. You got Crochet on Sunday. They start a new winning streak tomorrow afternoon. We'll see you on Monday, 2 to 6. Talk to you then.
The other guy.
I was embarrassed to share a first name with this clown.
Kiss my yellow-covered ass.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.